Talk like you normally talk.
Okay.
No, like you'd normally talk.
How do I normally talk?
Well, not like that.
Fuck.
Dude, quit. No, stop that.
I don't know what I'm...
Just stop playing around.
Sibilance. Check one. Sibilance.
That was good. Right. Oh, yeah. So this is Geek Beer.
Yeah. I'm Ethan.
I'm Tom.
Woo!
Yay!
It's, kind of early in the afternoon. It's still sunny. It sort of feels weird.
Yeah, but... normally we do this in the dark. So, Ethan.
So, Tom.
It's finally over. The long, dark nightmare of me picking out all the beers that we're going to drink has come to an end.
It was two episodes.
Long, dark nightmare. So it's back on your plate here. So, why don't tell us what's going on?
Well, today we've got, a quadruple.
What?
A quad set.
Ooh.
A quadrangle.
Ooh, quadrangle.
Ooh, quadrankle. So today on Geek Beer,
hey!
We have the quadrankle.
The quadrankle.
Ba, ba, ba.
No.
Anyway, so we have four porters today.
Sweet.
And I tried to go sort of traditional porter, like sort of mid-1850s porter. There's a lot of sort of, you know, shit that people talk about. Different styles of porter, different styles of stout, whatever.
Okay.
And porters changed a lot over the years. So the mid-1850s porter was sort of a common man's beer.
Oh.
4 to 5% alcohol. These are a little above that, but that's just sort of modern tradition.
Because we likes getting drunk in the future.
We likes getting drunk. And they were... Porters were originally made with a brown malt. Then somebody discovered how to make black malt.
Yeah.
And then they could make porters for, like, really cheap, using pale malt and coloring it with black malt. That's what we do today.
Sweet.
Brown malt's sort of pricey. And, we got the Red Hook Black Hook.
Ooh.
Which is sort of a middle-of-the-road porter.
Yeah.
We got the Deschutes Black Butte Porter, which is sort of a favorite among the locals. We have the London Porter from Fuller's.
London Calling! Oh, I probably shouldn't sing that because we could get sued for...
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Brisbane Calling at the... Now it's a parody. It's okay.
And then I picked up Anchor Steam's Porter.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, not Anchor Steam. Anchor's Porter. All right, so should we pour this black cup?
I'm pouring. All right. So the first thing I notice is that it pours out of the bottle rather easily. Not like, you know, a thick, viscous liquid, but...
That's right. Yeah.
It's... Mm-hmm. And it's brown. Really dark brown. Like, I'm not really seeing light through it brown.
We have these nice little snifter glasses, and there's not much light coming through there.
Yeah, it's got sort of like a chocolate smell to it.
Yeah, actually, it smells sort of like a dark chocolate
toasty chocolate smell.
Yeah, not really a strong.
It's sort of like
chocolate.
Sort of a metallic smell to it too. You getting that metallic smell?
Yeah. Should we taste it?
All right, let's do this.
It's a little toasty. That's about it, really.
Yeah.
There's no hint of that chocolate flavor. A
little tiny bit of it. I'm sort of getting that metallic taste. I'm getting quite a bit of that, actually.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
I've had this before, and I don't recall that being there. So I don't know if something happened to these bottles, or if we were just not paying close enough attention.
Yeah, we actually had two bottles of this a couple days ago from the same six-pack, and I don't remember that flavor. Anyway, this Black Hook, I don't know. There's not much going on here. There's this toasty flavor.
Yeah.
Sort of finishes a little like dark chocolate, but
I wouldn't
say there's enough there to even put it on the label.
I'm almost sort of tasting more water than anything else in here.
It does taste a lot like sort of a toasty pale.
Yeah. I'm not impressed with this.
No.
I mean, it's not bad, really. I mean,
So I have it on good inside knowledge that Red Hook's considering dropping the Black Hook. And after this taste today, we'll see why. Maybe, you know...
Yeah.
But I guess it costs a lot to make, lots of specialty malt, blah, 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 you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe if they put a little bit more energy into making their beer.
Oh.
Good.
I don't know.
Just saying.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, right. You're already spending the money, you might as well, you know, do it right.
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
Fucking A.
I don't know. Yeah. It's just it's sort of there. It's a beer.
Yeah.
It's All
a
right.
beer. That's the thing, right? It's a beer.
If
you're going to make a beer that... It's just a beer. You're not going to get me over Pabst. Because Pabst is cheap. And this is not cheap.
Exactly.
You got to make a beer that's better than Pabst. Or more compelling than Pabst.
Yeah, and this is not much more compelling than Pabst.
Or it's not even more compelling than, like, Red Hook's normal ESB, which is also cheaper.
Really?
Yeah, this is like a buck more than their normal beers.
Oh. Well, Next. I would say, in general, Red Hook, Black Porter.
Fair enough. Shall we move on to the Black Butte Porter?
Let's do it.
All right. The first thing I noticed here is that this pour is a lot thicker than the than the Deschutes.
The second thing I noticed is you got more in your glass than me. What's going on here?
That's bullshit.
I think I'm just saying that.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway. It's got a slightly thicker head.
Yeah, a little darker bit. Little darker bit head? What? Definitely a little bit darker head, yeah.
Ooh, it smells hoppier.
Yeah. It's also got like a hint of that sort of roasted, you know, but not as strong. It's a little bit, it's softened by something. It might be the hops, I don't know.
Yeah, there's some sort of burnt smell there. I wouldn't call it toasty. I would actually call it burnt, I think.
And I'm also getting a bit of a head of alcohol off of here. Is this a higher alcohol?
Yeah, I was going to say. There's a little alcohol there. I wasn't going to say it because I wasn't sure that, like, if I wasn't making it up. But, like, there's definitely something.
Beer Advocate says it's only 5.5%.
Oh, really? Because it's...
That's not actually a good sign for a porter that you can smell the alcohol at only 5.5%. I mean,
it's weird.
Should we try it?
Let's go for it.
Tastes a little hoppy, too.
Well, I don't know if I go that far. It's got a little bit of a bitter to it, but I can't tell if that's from the grain or the hops. It's so subtle that it's...
Yeah, it's definitely more bitter than the Black Hook.
Yeah, this one's got a little bit of... Which really was something the Black Hook was missing. I mean, there's like, super bitter beers, which nobody really wants to deal with except for people like Ethan. But, I mean, this has got enough bitterness in it to sort of balance out the rest of the flavors. Or in
there's
Black Hook's case, the lack thereof. What? Oh, yeah, I went there. Snap, snap.
There's a little bit of dark fruit here. Are you getting that? Like raisin-ish?
Well, I don't know. It's a little bit sweet. And it's definitely got that sort of dark malty...
maybe that's malty bitter, bitterness. I think it's two of those. Yeah.
But I'm not tasting necessarily what you're calling a fruit sweetness in there.
Or raisin.
Raisins aren't fruit, you silly man.
Raisins are a winter fruit for birds. Men drink beer. If I had to tell you what it tastes most like, it's like I put raisins on a piece of really burnt toast and then put it in a glass of water for a day and a half.
You really don't like beer, do you?
You
have all these horrible descriptions for these things sometimes. Like, if I pissed on, like, a gallon of gasoline and I lit it on fire for 30 seconds, then blew it out, then I put it on top of some oat bran and I let it stew for a week and 6 days, that's what this would taste like. But in a good way.
Not oat bran, though. Grape nuts.
Grape nuts?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. My bad.
All right.
Yeah. I like this better, definitely, than the Black Hook. I will say that.
It's more fully flavored.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something, it might just be psychological for me, something like that, you know, but when I see a dark beer, I expect it to have more flavor. And a lot of these beers are really light for their darkness. And I just feel like, I mean, they're only using the dark malts for coloring. It's really not adding a ton in terms of flavor.
Mm-hmm. It's adding a little bit of toastiness, but
Why make the beer dark in the first place?
Yeah.
Save yourself the trouble.
Yeah, I have to agree. And maybe that's a consequence of the style that I chose. Like, maybe the sort of 1850s style porter that are made with pale malt, with dark malt that's coloring. Maybe that's sort of characteristic. But I definitely expect darker beers to have certain, you know, identifiable flavors, like toastiness, some hint of chocolate, coffee, toffee, that sort of thing.
Yeah, some of the more dark flavors you'd expect to get from...
Yeah, but exactly. Otherwise, why are you making it dark? Just make it light and save some money on specialty malt.
Ready to call this one quits here?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's fucking finish it.
Here's to beers. Damn it.
Here's to beers.
That's the worst cheer I ever did.
That's okay.
I like alcohol!
The Good Beer Podcast has, every time they go around and they introduce the beer, right?
Yeah.
They say, alright, let's clink and drink. Every time.
Sweet!
By the fifth time, it's like, shut up!
Yeah, brah!
Brah!
Oh. Yeah! Let's chug and slug! Let's churn and burn!
That's right, pound it down! Alright.
What's next?
Alright, we got the Fuller's London Porter. Which is, I think this beer's been brewed like the same way for fucking ever.
Millennia!
But you know what?
Yeah?
Comes in a can.
Jesus! Whoa! Jesus drank Fuller's London Porter.
Out of a can.
Before there was a London, before there was a Fuller's, he was like, I can turn water into wine, or I can turn water into Fuller's London Porter.
Yeah, we've had this before, and it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I'm curious to try it now with my critic hat on.
As opposed to the
yeah hat. Because, I mean, the yeah hat is a great place to be.
I gotta, well,
but
everybody knows it was, because the lager cast was awesome. What up?
What up, yo?
Oh, even if nobody likes us, we like us.
That's right. That's all that matters. We've cracked open our can of Fuller's London Porter. This is, it looks like the head's a little bit creamier on here.
It poured a little creamier out of the can, although it's hard to compare can pour to bomb pour.
It smells like freshly.
Oh, shit.
Freshly baked something, or.
Oh, man, it smells like freshly baked bread.
Yeah, like raisin bread.
That's awesome. Oh, it does smell like raisin bread.
Yeah.
Fuck, yes. If this tastes at all like it smells, this is a total win.
It just tastes like, it's not a taste, but smells like all sweet and sort of like raisin caramelized bread and just like.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Raisin bread is a perfect description, actually. Like, it really does smell like.
Look at how it hugs the side of the glass like that.
Oh, maybe slightly overdone raisin bread. Like, it's got that sort of burnt, like, toasty smell to it.
There's definitely a raisin smell in there, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Hardly. Yeah. Raisin.
It's another one of those beers where I might just want to smell it a little longer.
That's pretty awesome, yeah.
Bury my nose in my glass. And
don't get foam up your nose, man. That's... no.
Shut up!
Oh, God! All right, shall we try it? Oh, my God. I just want to smell it until it stops smelling good.
Yeah, seriously. All right, let's go for it.
All right.
This is almost disappointing to have to drink it now.
Yeah, I know. Oh, holy fuck.
It's good.
It smells the same as... It tastes the same as it smells.
It's almost like candy.
It really is, actually.
Well, that's probably a bad thing to say. It's not really like... I mean, it's sweet for a beer.
Okay, so
like,
when I was little, my dad...
There are some beers that are sweet, and there are some beers that are sweet for a beer. This is sweet for a beer, not sweet beer.
Yeah, you're probably right.
The finish is really dark and roasty. You notice that? Like, the aftertaste?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's actually a pretty complex beer. It sort of starts all raisiny and malty, and finishes all toasty. It's good.
Yeah, by the end, it's almost sort of got that flavor you get, like, right after you take a sip of coffee. Kind of.
Yeah.
I really like this Fuller's. I've had it before.
Oh, man.
And, but I have not
had
it.
One time?
Yeah.
It's fairly lightly carbonated, actually, especially compared to the other two, which are sort of carbonated, like, Northwest Pales, fairly.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Which means they're sort of, you know, they're not mass-market beer carbonated, but they're carbonated fairly well. This is sort of, this is light carbonation that I associate with. I would say it's halfway between Guinness and a pale, something like that.
I would say, yeah, this has got a carbonation that is much similar to sort of the light sort of feeling you get with Guinness, but obviously this isn't a nitrogen beer.
No, it's CO2 for sure.
But it's got the head actually is very similar, I'd say, to Guinness, at least in terms of it being very creamy and thick.
It finishes like a really dark chocolate.
I mean, but like, I don't know, like, actually looking at this, you kind of have to wonder why Guinness has to go nitro if they can pull it off.
No shit.
Carbonation.
This is just as creamy as Guinness.
Yeah.
And every bit as good. Yeah, this is fantastic. You know what I wish?
What do you wish?
I wish this weren't $4 a can at Bottleworks.
That's harsh right there. $4 for a can?
Yeah, dude. Obviously. Don't you wish you lived in London now? Go to the pub every day?
A little bit.
Damn.
Well... In London, it would
it's
still
probably
be,
£4.
It'd be £4, which is about $8.
So, I don't know. These days, who fucking knows? It's probably $22.
$30. $30 a can. The American dollar isn't worth what it used to be, is the joke that we're making here.
I could drink quite a bit of this.
Yeah. I'm starting to feel kind of warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, you know you found the good beer when you drink it slow enough that the rest of the beers get to catch up.
Warm and fuzzy. Though I can see why some people might not like this beer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because it is a little bit sweet, almost, I don't know, in sort of a... I could see it sort of becoming a little bit more on the sort of cloying or sickly side of sweet for
really?
A beer.
Okay.
I could see why people might not like this particular beer. So
the aftertaste is very similar to like a 75-80% cacao chocolate bar. So, yeah, I can definitely see.
Yeah, and it's... I wouldn't describe it as being typical of porters that I'm used to drinking as well. Because it's definitely got, again, sort of that sweetness, sort of like a milky caramel kind of sweetness to it.
You make words pretty, sir.
I do. I prettify them up and shit.
Yeah, you just lost all those pretty points. Well, this is a London porter. I mean, yeah. this is a traditional British porter.
Oh, I know.
Opposed to the other three that we're drinking today, which are American
porters. But I'm saying that people who are fans of American porters, I wouldn't run out and get a London Fuller's porter solely based off of what we've said here. Just because I don't think this is going to be something that you would expect it to be based off of what other porters typically taste like.
Yep.
If you're a fan of Black Butte porter, which I think is very good in its own regard.
Yep.
There's no reason to think that you would like the London Porter because of that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because it's almost a completely different beer.
Yeah, it's a very good point.
Oh, but it's very good.
I love it.
Just drink the beer. Don't listen to me. Drink it. What the fuck are you doing? No, pause the podcast. I'm going to wait. You back? Okay, good. You got back from the store? Great. Crack it open and drink one. Yeah? All right, you see that? Now smell. Yeah, I smell that. That is good, right? Okay, now take a sip, right? You don't like it? You know what? Fuck you! Douchebag. I hate our fucking listeners. They're a bunch of a-holes.
What? Our listeners are awesome. Listeners.
He didn't like the London Porter.
Fucker.
I know!
You should finish yours so we can move on.
I was savoring. Why do you gotta ruin my savoring moments?
I'm gonna cleanse my palate with a Rainier.
Dirty.
So,
Steam!
So yeah, last beer we got on the list. Is the Anchor Porter.
This comes in a serious-looking bottle. It feels hefty. Like,
it feels like you could hurt somebody with it.
No, it's like, I don't know what it is about this bottle. It looks like a club, almost. I was going to say a bowling pin, but it doesn't really have a bowling pin shape to it. That's just inaccurate in its entirety. But, yeah, it just...
It is a serious bottle,
There's
though.
Something about that bottle. It's from Dynastema!
Anchor, of course. What? No. This is not the Anchor Steam.
I said
Anchor Steiner Steam. I don't remember what that means.
There was a mix of Spanish and German.
Anyway, yes, Anchor, the Anchor Brewing Company, of course, is famous for the Anchor Steam California beer, which they claim is a brand new style beer. Blah, blah, blah. Who cares? They make a porter. I've never had their porter before. It's very highly rated. Mm-hmm. We're going to try it. Woo!
Sweet.
All right, let's pour. It pours much thicker than the previous beers that we've had tonight.
I would say the head looks a lot more foamy, like light foamy than heavy foamy. Sort of like the Fuller's had sort of like a thick, creamy foam. This seems like it has a really heavy, light foam. There's a lot of it, but it doesn't seem very dense.
Yep. It's it looked much darker coming out of the bottle. It was hard to see through even the stream that was coming out of the bottle. Whereas before, you could see through the stream and not through the glass, but... Now you can't see through anything.
This has sort of got a little bit of the sweet smell we got off of the...
Yeah, that's fantastic. I'm actually glad to smell that, since I didn't really want to give it up that quickly.
It's not nearly as strong as the Fuller's was, but it's got sort of that same characteristic to it.
Yep, I agree. Yeah, same sort of smell. It's not nearly as strong as the Fuller's, actually, in terms
of
scent.
Yeah, scent in general is a lot weaker, but it does sort of have certainness in the... Hit some of the similar notes...
Yeah, I would say this smells like a weaker version of the Fuller's, actually. Like,
yeah.
There's not much else to say.
Like, if I hadn't rinsed the glass, I might almost attribute that to just there being some leftover Fuller's
in
the glass.
Yeah, now I'm glad you rinsed it, actually. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to go in for a sip.
All right, even though the head is still like...
I'm going in!
3/4 inch. Oh, that's good.
It tastes a lot like the Fuller's, like a lighter version of the Fuller's.
But it's got that... I mean, clearly this is sort of influence talking, but it's got that sort of American take on it, right? It's got heavier carbonation,
mm-hmm.
heavier bitterness,
yeah,
probably due
definitely.
To hops.
I would say I don't think this is the hops doing the bitterness. This definitely tastes like more of a malt bitterness to me.
Yeah.
But again, I might not know. I could be talking out of my ass.
No, I can see that. I'm frankly not sure. To me, it tastes like a really far back of the mouth bitterness, like a hop bitterness. But I'm honestly not sure. But it's a slightly more bitter, less sweet compared to the Fuller's.
Yeah.
But it has a lot. It does hit almost exactly the same sort of flavor profile in terms of dark chocolate finish and initial malty sweetness.
Yeah,
and that
it's sort of like a nice little hybrid between the. what was the second?
Deschutes Porter?
The Deschutes and the Fullers.
Yeah,
it sort
I agree,
of hits,
actually.
It sort of hits a nice little middle ground there.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you have anything more to say about this beer?
It's beer.
Okay. Tom has had a few.
I've had some beer.
It's a beer.
I'm the beer.
It's time for Geek Beer News.
So, I'm going to do a little quick hits with beer news this week. I didn't have really have a chance to prepare. This all this fucking moving shit.
Boo-hoo.
Anyway.
Ethan's got a real life that interferes with this shit he does on the internet. You know what? Get over it.
Beer news since the last time we podcast. You ready? I'm going to take a deep breath, and then I'm going to go through it all at once. Number one, there was the Extreme Bitter Festival on February 20th and 21st. Number two, the National IPA Championships, sponsored by Great Lakes Brewing Company at brewingnews.com/NIPAC, N-I-P-A-C. They got underway, and Boundary Bay Brewing, along with three other Western United States IPAs, got pretty far in the competition. Number three, Bill Brand, the famous beer columnist slash beer journalist, passed away.
No, was he the guy that was hit by the train?
Yeah, hit by the train. Utah came a little closer to decriminalizing beer made at home and beer in general by passing a few laws that did that. Philly Beer Week began on March 6th and goes for another week. Sierra Nevada released one more new year-round beer. They released it, if you'll remember, they released a Torpedo.
The Torpedo!
A while ago. And now they're releasing the Kellerweiss.
Wait, so they have a second one now that they're going to release?
Yeah, Kellerweiss.
Oh, what's that?
Kellerweiss.
Well, I mean, do you know what it is? What kind of beer is it?
It's a Kellerweiss.
Oh, yes, the Kellerweiss.
It sounds to me like it's a Bock.
Really?
It's not hoppy. It's supposed to be a German Hefeweizen, but anyway, it's supposed to be a German Hefeweizen.
So, but that wouldn't be a Bock.
I know.
That'd be, like, almost the opposite of a Bock.
What? No. The opposite of a Bock would be, like, an American Hefeweizen.
Well, okay, fine. But still, like, a Hef is not a Bock at all.
And Beer Wars, a craft beer movie, hits theaters on April 16th. I encourage everybody to go see it. We're going to go see it. Woo!
Are we?
Yeah.
It's about craft beer?
Yeah, it's a movie about beer.
Is it a documentary?
I don't really know.
You don't... So it might not be a documentary.
Hobble, 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 hobble. That's our whole, that's all Geeker News. All right, so are we done for the night?
What?
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 Say goodbye, Ethan.
Woo! Goodbye, Ethan.
No!
It never pauses. What the shit?